This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Momentum appears to be building to oust Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson over his support for foreign aid bills. A second Republican has now signed on the GOP hardliner Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate.
However, one Democratic lawmaker from New York is hoping to recruit other Democrats to help keep Johnson in the speaker chair.
Democratic Representative Tom Suozzi says his party needs to come together for the sake of aid to Ukraine and to help Johnson keep his job. This comes as conservative Republican Thomas Massey says he's co-sponsoring the resolution brought forward by Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove Johnson from the speakership.
I am not resigning.
After months of inaction related to an aid package for several countries in crisis, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has decided to split the package into separate bills, one for Israel, one for Taiwan, and one for Ukraine. And it's Ukraine aid that has some hardline Republicans upset.
He's definitely not going to be Speaker next Congress if we're lucky enough to have the majority.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one threatening the motion to vacate the Speaker's chair if he moves forward with aid to Ukraine. And now Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey is with her, writing on Twitter, he should pre-announce his resignation so we can pick a new Speaker without ever being without a GOP Speaker. And he said this to the Associated Press.
He is going to pass the Ukraine bill that most Republicans in America are against.
It is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause.
Because the GOP's majority is hanging by a thread, Johnson can only afford to lose two votes. And believe it or not, it appears Democrats could step in to help the conservative Republican keep his job. New York Democrat Tom Suozzi writes in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that democracy is on the line, and he's urging his party to put partisan interests aside to defend Ukraine. And it appears he already has at least one more on board, with Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz writing, Massey wants the world to burn. I have a bucket of water.
Now, the official White House position is they do not support standalone bills. They are, again, asking the House to take up the bipartisan national security package that was passed by the Senate in February.
Oh, boy. It's getting ugly. Getting ugly. We already had Mike Lawler and Anthony D'Esposito on this week. But you know my favorite congresswoman is Nancy Mace out of South Carolina. She's great for this country. She's willing and is here right now to stop by. She's here. And I'm going to say this, Nancy. Is it possible to be against the Ukraine bill, which I am? I just had Peter King on. He keeps bringing up Brian Kilmeade and Tom Cotton. I don't care. It's way too much money to that country. I'm completely against the Ukraine bill, yet, I still like Mike Johnson and find it ridiculous to even consider vacating him. Could it be both?
It can absolutely be both, and I think there are a lot of people that are there. What we don't want to do, number one, is hold Israel aid hostage over Ukraine or over chips in Taiwan or over TikTok, which is happening right now. And we need to use our leverage to make sure that doesn't happen. But at the same time, now is not the time to do the motion to vacate. It's not a thing that we should be considering. But we should be considering, number one, is aid to Israel as soon as humanly possible. And we should be doing single subject bills. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you deserve to know and have that kind of transparency and accountability from your member of Congress. Otherwise, we just do another giant omnibus that gets shoved down the throats of the American people with really no representation. It's just the D.C. establishment pulling their strings, getting what they always want. And we can do it better, but we should have already had the vote on the Israel aid this week. It should have happened. And now we're sitting here arguing over TikTok, arguing over Ukraine, arguing over chips in Taiwan. We haven't even had a debate about Taiwan. And here we are voting. We're going to be forced to vote to send aid over there. So, you know, it's all a valid debate, and we should be negotiating, and everybody should get a little something and move forward.
You know, you talk about these omnibus things, and that's exactly why the White House is against these standalone bills, because, like you said, at least when they're standalone, you know where the money is going. And I want to remind the American people, who, for the most part, are stupid. Sorry, they just are. They keep voting for Democrats, including presidents outside of Trump. They're stupid. I want to remind them that when the COVID bill came out, very little money went to COVID. When the infrastructure bill came out, very little money went to infrastructure. They do these bills, exactly. And money goes to, like, the Kennedy, you know, space theater, all this nonsense, or the opera.
They're padding their pockets.
Yes.
They're padding their pockets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this makes sense. These standalone bills make sense.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And we're trying to. I had a meeting with the speaker yesterday. And the other thing is, too, is that the border isn't on the docket this week. We should be doing the border every day until we force and shove it down Schumer's throat. Do something. We sent two bills last year for the border. One was an appropriations measure under Homeland Security, and the other was H.R. 2 last May. And Schumer has yet to move on either of those. We don't have any executive orders by Biden. I mean, if you do Title 42 and remain in Mexico, that resolves 80% of the illegal crossings into this country every single day. And we need to use that as a wedge to negotiate some of these things. You can't do Ukraine without doing our border. I mean, it's just like a non-starter. And so you're seeing, you know, this bubble up and percolate some of the anger within our party. I'd rather see that energy turned into how do we resolve the problem before us today? How do we beat the establishment at their game and do what's right for Israel, and then do what's right for our own nation, and then we'll get to everybody else.
I agree, and certainly with those two, Israel and America, and like everybody else afterwards, right, including Ukraine. So it is fair to say, though, that Green and now Massey, their bone of contention is that money is not going to the border here. If it was up to them, they wouldn't give money to anybody else. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems the American issue, the border, would get most of it, if not all of it. That's their bone of contention, yes?
Yes. And look, I mean, last month alone, there were over 200 or 250,000 illegals that we're aware of, that we know of. That doesn't mean the gotaways or those that we're unaware of, just last month alone. I mean, this thing is out of control. And I saw a flyer from an NGO that taxpayers pay for yesterday that was circulating online, these NGOs telling illegals to vote in our elections. This stuff is insane to me. We had a census debate last week on oversight where Democrats don't want to ask people in this country if they're citizens or not, because our lines are drawn on population, not citizenship right now. We ought to be asking if they're citizens of this country. We should not be drawing congressional lines based on non-citizens who live in the country or in those districts. And so Democrats have an advantage, an electoral advantage. And now we see that they are actively trying to interfere in elections, whether we're talking about the Trump trials or we're talking about NGOs paid for by taxpayers telling illegals how to vote. It's wrong. And so that's why Republicans are so angered about it. I get the anger, but we don't need the distraction of a vacate motion as we negotiate these deals. Like, let's go into the room. Let's have a substantive conversation and move forward for the American people.
The vacate motion, though, is just that, just a motion. I haven't spoken to one Congress member yet, and you're all my friends, all of you, that seems to think it's going to go anywhere. So, I mean, they can get a couple of signatures, and I guess down the road that may be harmful. But it doesn't seem like right now Mike Johnson losing the gig is a real possibility. Or am I missing something?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I talk to members on the floor who think it's a real thing. The votes are there if there is a motion to vacate. But the way that it was originally filed, it was not a, quote, privileged motion. So because it wasn't a privileged motion, it doesn't force a vote. Once it is filed as a privileged motion, then that changes the deck. And that means there will be a vote. But there is talk about, you know, Democrats saving Johnson's speakership. You know, so the dynamics are different here this time than last time, if a motion to vacate actually even happens. Very different dynamics.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
In terms of the Democrats trying to save Johnson, let's be very clear. They don't give a rat's ass about Johnson. They don't even like Johnson.
They only care about Ukraine.
All that Tom Suozzi cares about is giving money. So what happened? I heard last week, I was watching one of these dopey America-hating shows where they said that somebody had the idea, why not loan the money to Ukraine? Loan it to them. They'll never pay it back. I understand that, but loan it to them. Why not that?
Other nations have done that as well. I mean, that is a precedent set by other countries that have done that. It is something we could look at and consider. But again, what are we going to do for our border first? Like that is the number one priority. I mean, everyone sees these videos from El Paso, from the Rio Grande. We saw 1,000 illegals show up at a New York, I guess, courthouse yesterday protesting. We saw those videos and images yesterday. They're complaining about not being in luxury hotels, right? They're sleeping in airports. They're sleeping in schools. This is out of control, and it is purposely done intentionally by the left, by the Biden administration, to permanently change our country for the worst.
Well, what are these House members that are holding up money to the border saying? Are they saying that, you know, like I just walked out with Peter King, are they saying that, you know, white supremacy is a real issue, but not the border?
You know, I haven't heard that argument made, but, you know, it's a lot of war hawks want endless wars. They want forever wars. That's not what the American people want. And look, I mean, we're funding both sides of these fights often. I mean, we're helping to fund Israel. And then at the same time, the Biden administration is opening up billions of dollars in cold, hard cash that Iran can access in foreign banks, $10 billion on March 13th of this year. So we're literally funding both sides of the fight. We do it over and over and over again in almost every conflict. And we shouldn't be doing that. Like pick a side and let's pick our country first. Let's you know, look at the illegal situation at our border. Let's have an honest discussion about it, because the left says there's no problem here. There absolutely are hundreds of thousands of problems every single month.
You can't convince me. I saw these crazy people with their white T-shirts. I was inside the same building as you in their white T-shirts, yeah, jumping up and down like it was a gospel church meeting. You can't convince these people. They're crazy. They're racist. Yeah. They're anti-American. They're crazy.
They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-Semitic, yes, as well. I mean, they call Republicans Nazis when literally they're Nazis, right? If you hate Jews as much as you hate them, your anti-Semitism is that prevalent, then that is a projection. That nomenclature, that description belongs to you, to the left. It's insanity to me. And we saw, like, Rashida Tlaib last week wouldn't condemn the chant "Death to America" by crazy people in Michigan. I mean, I just, you know, it's this strange, strange, wild world we're living in right now. But we've got to tell the truth. And the truth is what's happening at the southern border.
See, I know you. I know you, Nancy. You got, you're a sweet girl. I get it. The whole South Carolina Charleston thing. But you got an evil bone in your body. I don't know how you sit in that same room as Tlaib. I shouldn't say evil. You got a tough bone in your body. That's what I meant to say. I don't see how you sit in the same room as Tlaib and don't get up and beat the living shizzle out of her.
Yeah, well, I have my moments on the Oversight Committee. I have my moments. You know, I call the balls and strikes. I call it on both sides, which is why I often get in trouble. I mean, you know, so I've got the establishment spending $200,000 a week against me on TV right now in Charleston, South Carolina. So if folks want to help me fight the establishment, they can go to nancymace.org. And, you know, I call it like I see it. And if either side screws up, I'm going to call them out on it. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's the job. And I love doing the job.
That's why you're great. Hey, last thing, this I know you guys pushed the Mayorkas impeachment. It ends up with the Senate. Mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer already said it ain't going to work here. Sorry. So when you think about it, I mean, I guess that you're doing your job, your due diligence. You want to make people aware what a traitor and really horrible person Mayorkas is. But isn't it kind of a waste of time when you know beforehand that it's never going to pass through the Senate ever?
Well, I think we have to send it over there regardless and let them fumble the ball and blame Schumer, blame the Democrats, blame the left for not taking it up. What Mayorkas has done is completely un-American. He has lied to the American people. He has bullied Border Patrol agents. And in fact, we train many of those agents in Charleston, South Carolina at a Border Patrol training academy. He should be gone, but let that rest at the feet of Chuck Schumer. Let us show the American people how bad this guy really is and why it's so important, number one, to elect Trump as our president, because none of this would be happening. None of it happened during his presidency because our enemies were scared of him. They feared him around the world. And, you know, and then we can win these races in the House and the Senate. I think even potentially flip the Senate if we show the American people just how bad these policies are and how many times the left has lied to them.
All right, Nance, on the way out, you've got the New York Coalition, you got Rosenberg, you got Frank O'Hara, a lot of people that love you here. They're going to make sure you're going to win again in Charleston, South Carolina. You just mentioned it. You've got a primary and a race coming up. What is the best way to ensure that you, this great American, this fighter, remains in office in South Carolina?
You go to nancymace.org, you chip in a dollar or $100. We have a lot of New Yorkers that are new residents down in Charleston, South Carolina. We welcome them. Spend your money there. But I need all the help I can get, nancymace.org.
That's a heck of an appearance, Nancy Mace, as always. You're always tremendous. Thank you so much. Love you. We'll do it again very soon.
Yes, sir. We love you back. All right. Thank you.
Take care. Nancy Mace, South Carolina Congresswoman.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.